This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Launching into the third hour of the program, plenty of time for you to join us here if you want to talk about whatever's on your mind. You can do that. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. I know Johnson, who's with us here tonight, Ian, Mark, and Johnson in the studio, we had a story about overweight Americans, obese people.
Still a little bit more to that.
Yeah, we're going to get a little bit further into that if we can, but your calls and thoughts here. Come first, and we're going to go back to Clayton, who was telling us about, he's in Oklahoma City, he was telling us about a big success story for a I'm totally spacing on the head shop owner, thank you, head shop owner who...
He didn't call him a head shop owner. He said it was a tobacco store.
What was the term that you used, Clayton?
It was a, it was called Friendly Market, was the name of the market, and they sold multi-purpose glass tubes, is the term they used to refer to the products they sold.
A glass shop owner was busted and put on trial by the Oklahoma state government, and they lost because the jury found this guy not guilty. After the first jury was a hung jury, this one came, but the second jury came back with a not guilty verdict on all counts.
Yeah, not guilty on all counts. And I actually placed the story in the Skype chat if you guys are able to look at that and read along. But they were charged with a felony count of acquiring proceeds from drug activity and 12 counts of possession of drug paraphernalia.
Wow. And he went to trial. He didn't take the plea deal, whatever the deal was that they offered to him, and was ultimately vindicated. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean his business hasn't been destroyed. What happened to the shop? Did they close their doors? Are they still open? What's going on with that?
Oh, yeah. The shop's been closed since 2015 when the raid happened. And, of course, you know, they took hundreds of dollars, thousands of dollars worth of merchandise and seized all the cash.
When they raided the head shop on Main Street here in Keene called Fat Stuff back in, it was 2014, it was the feds that did that, they stole, like, I don't know, $100,000 worth of inventory. I mean, they cleaned that place out of almost every pipe that they had.
My wife, she visits with that lady on a relatively regular basis, and that family still hasn't recovered.
Wow. And they ended up, they kept the store open somehow, and then ultimately, finally, after they took the plea deal in that case, they closed the store and moved it to Brattleboro, didn't they? Did they move to
I don't think the store's been moved. I think it's just
done. They just shut it down?
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
I mean, it destroyed, they had built a business. The feds came in, took everything that they had, offered them some throwaway plea in order to not have their lives ruined and their kids sent off to foster care or where the hell ever, and this family has been destroyed. 10 years maybe of building, and they're going to have to claw their way out of it financially. This is what this rapacious government that we, oh, it built the roads, though, right? Like that stinking, evil organization, that's what it does to people.
Yeah, I think you're right, Mark. I'm looking here, trying to see if it's in Brattleboro, and nothing's coming up when I'm looking for Fat Stuff in Brattleboro. So, yeah, it looks like they just shut it down. And, by the way, that storefront's still empty.
Yeah.
It's been empty for, what, most of a year now, I think, at this point?
Right, the guy who owns that place, he's shell-shocked.
So it's tragic. Clayton, any other observations about your story you wanted to share?
No, it's just super surprising for me, given the, we're the state with a district attorney who tried to sue Colorado before he was hired by Trump to be the head of the EPA, right? So we're a very, very drug warrior kind of government here in the state. It was a big surprise.
While I've got you on the line, since you ordered the DVD copy of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree recently, you were the first person to ever order with Bitcoin online, because it was never available before for Bitcoin online before last week. And folks can go to bitcoin.victimlesscrimespree.com. What motivated you as here we are in 2017 to buy a DVD? As a young-sounding man, to purchase a DVD.
Not an old-sounding man.
Yeah,
so I've obviously seen it online a few times. It was more or less just to support the creativity and the project more than anything else.
He can hear the desperation in your voice. Yes.
Well, I did want somebody to try it out just to see what it was like to actually sell something at saveitpurse.com, because I've never done that before.
Was the process on your end pretty straightforward and simple?
Yeah, it was pretty straightforward. There's a way that I could put in a tracking number, but I didn't do tracking.
Did you sign it for the guy?
Huh?
Did you sign the DVD for the guy?
I didn't think about that. No.
God. No.
Oh, come on, man.
Right. No, we can sell them for more if we get Derek to sign them, maybe.
You put a signature on there, they're going to be more
likely
to
buy them.
Nobody wants
my signature. They want Derek's signature. He's a star of the movie. You don't want the executive producer's signature on
really?
Something.
You, right, yeah. Right
no,
now, you wouldn't want a DVD of the Guardians of the Galaxy 2 with the executive producer's signature
Who's
on
that?
It?
Who is that?
I have no
then
clue.
That's why you wouldn't
but
want
it will be worth three times
won't.
As much on eBay.
No, it won't. If you don't know the person,
if it's like James Gunn or somebody, yeah, the, isn't he the director?
Yeah, that's the only name I can come up with either. No doubt, you would prefer the Ian signature on it than off of it, right?
Oh, sure, yeah. I mean,
yeah. There you go, Ian.
Told us probably going to hang out on the shelf.
Your false humility is
I'm not just going to sign something that if it's not sold as a signed product, then somebody might be upset if you sign a thing. You know, when you send.
I thought you were going another direction there. I thought you were going to say, I'm not going to sign it unless they pay. It's $50 a signature.
No, I wouldn't do that. No, I wouldn't do that. If you'd asked for it, I would have been happy to do it.
I mean, one of Ian's favorite movies.
Buy another one.
Here's how you know nobody knows who an executive producer is. Ian, I'd say you know a whole lot about the movie Alien.
I know a lot about that movie. Yeah, sure.
Could you name an executive producer from that movie?
Let's see. Walter Hill.
Yeah, okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you have any others?
I don't believe I'm what just happened.
Shusett? Someone named Shusett?
No, you started to say it, I think. You started to say it.
David Giler?
Yep, that's another one.
God.
There's one other one. Can you go for the track back then?
Oh, man.
I don't
know. Gordon?
Oh, no. I don't know it.
Gordon Carroll is the third.
You named two producer. Out of three executive producers
of
the movie.
I like that movie.
And I would have never known those
no.
names. Now, you wouldn't pay more if you had a DVD signed by Walter Hill and David.
What?
I don't care.
This is why I say it over and over, Johnson. He's not human. He's a friendly
alien. No one cares about the executive producers.
Visiting us
if it's Ridley Scott, if it's the director, then that's meaningful because people know who that person is.
Then that would be special because it passed through the hands of the executive producer.
No, it's not special. The executive producer is just the person who puts money down for a movie.
I mean, what an executive
producer is. They're important.
Thank you.
I know you know, but the average listener may or may not be aware.
I'm still stunned that you got those two names, right?
Look, I mean, that adds intrinsic value right away.
Maybe to somebody, but I don't know who those people are.
The executive producers.
Apparently you think executive producers are, you know, add value. I don't know how many people agree with you.
I mean, they literally add value to the project.
Well, yeah, that's true. And, you know, and as the executive producer of Victimless Crime Spree, I did a lot more than put money up. I helped, you know, basically created the websites and marketed the thing and, you know, got the DVD produced and all that with the help of Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends, who really helped help make that happen. Hey, thanks, Clayton. I'm glad that you got the DVD, and I hope that you enjoy it. And I hope that, you know, you'll lend it out to folks because, you know, the nice thing about the DVD is that, you know, it's useful for that rather than just sitting on a shelf somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the intention there.
Awesome. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. And
we all learned never to go up against Ian in Alien trivia.
The good news is for those of you who've been wanting to get Victimless Crime Spree on DVD, because again, there's a limited amount of the original pressing of this available. It is out of print at this point. And so we've got them. Me and Conan are the two that are selling them. We're the authorized sellers now of this DVD. I'm selling the Bitcoin version. Conan just got the eBay version up. So if you want to pay with PayPal, you want to pay with credit card, you go to ebay.victimlesscrimespree.com, and that will take you right to that entry. That's ebay.victimlesscrimespree.com. And I haven't yet updated the website to reflect that because it literally just happened during the show tonight. So if you've been waiting on that opportunity, you can now do that, and you get the director's cut version of the film. which is, in my opinion, the better version. It's a little bit slightly longer with better scenes, you know, better angles in a couple of different places. And it also has the royalty-free music, so you can actually display the director's cut version legally, you know, anywhere. And you don't have to worry about copyright or, you know, BMI or ASCAP jumping down your throat.
Funny, I wasn't worried.
Well, that's good. More coming up here. So again, check out victimlesscrimespree.com. We got more Free Talk Live on the way. You can join us.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting SHAPE44 to 369-3369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text SHAPE44 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting SHAPE44 to 369-369.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever is on your mind here. You can take control of the airwaves. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. And the Skype username here is lrn.fm with you tonight. You've got Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Of course, you can take control and bring up whatever you want. We're going to go right back to your phone calls and thoughts. But I also do want to let you know about shop.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through the links you'll find there, and Free Talk Live gets a cut of the purchase price when you do that. So whatever it is that, you know, you need to shop for, you can probably find it at Amazon, and then Free Talk Live benefits. Otherwise, if you just go to Amazon's normal link, then they get all the profit, and otherwise they'll share a cut with Free Talk Live. So you go to shop.freetalklive.com. Whether it's Amazon US, UK, or Canada, you can do that, and it helps us out. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Let's go to... He's calling himself Bad Slave here tonight in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I am.
Hey there.
Ian, Mark, and...
Johnson.
Johnson.
Johnson. Johnson. I know I have trouble with your name. I'm sorry. Anyway, this whole idea of, you know, like Sarah and the other woman, what was her name?
Myrna,
yes. And there's a whole lot of other people out there. And I don't think it's exclusive to progressives. I just think that progressives are more likely to do this, where you ask a direct question and they go on to further whatever point they want rather than answer the question. You know, and I understand why they're doing that, because the question is usually something that's kind of out there, their message as, having problems. And so, I know for myself, I've actually attempted to practice, answering the direct question and then going forward.
I try to. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that that when you keep asking the question, people perceive that as rude. You say, "Hey, please, we're asking a question here." And she did answer one question. She answered Johnson's question really well on what is capitalism, and we never got into the discussion, and I'm hoping she's able to call back, because I'd love to hear a further explanation.
Anyone is able to call back on a different show. We have 7 shows per week live that we do, and there's a simple rule of 1 call per night. So
no, I understand that, yeah. And you had a long time with her, and that was great.
Yeah.
But I wanted to call back because I want to be able to ask her. Do you think that that big central governments are the right answer?
She sort of sounded like it. I mean, she was glorifying the idea of taxing everyone to support those who use parks and roads.
Yeah, nobody gets into the realm of the right to travel or even the liberal use of aero travel. The regulations around, probably the only one worse than airlines and airplanes and air traffic is the medical regulation. But they're regulating the daylights out of that. So we can't even avoid the roads by flying. And,
sure.
In a cost-effective manner. I think, we would have, the inexpensive helicopter, plane, small plane, whatever, even personal strap-on transportation.
Right, the government claims a monopoly on the roads. It claims a monopoly on licensure for air travel. And then it says, or its apologists say, well, you couldn't even travel if it wasn't for us. Well, I don't know, because that's not a scientific statement. In a scientific statement, we would have a control group. Like, there would be an opportunity to see, can the free market put asphalt on the ground? And I don't know, you know, let cars roll over it? Is it possible? Now, there are, she did point out that there are free market roads that participate in a near vacuum in California, and they're expensive. But the reason they're expensive is because people are willing to pay whatever the exorbitant rate to be on them is, because the other freeways in Southern California are parking lots. People just sit there and sit there and sit there. Those rates on those private roads, they fluctuate during the day. So if you're at a prime time, then yeah, you're going to pay a lot more. But if you're, you know, the middle of the night when anybody can travel up and down the freeway, it's you know, the rates are far more commensurate.
And that would be my preference. I mean, I'd arrange my schedule so that that I'd take advantage of that. That, you know, I'm a very frugal guy, and just don't want to spend money I don't need to.
It's not necessarily the case that roads would be toll based in a free market. There can be sponsorships of roads where you know, companies can advertise on those roads, and therefore, you know, people can travel on them for free because the companies want them to see their advertisements.
You could paint the advertisement right on the road,
or billboards, or whatever. Yeah,
absolutely.
The sound barriers, instead of being sound barriers, would be advertisements.
It would be a whole different reality if it was a free market on air travel.
Yeah, I totally agree. Bad Slave, anything else you want to say?
I am. I'm going to purchase. How many? You've got plenty of those, Derek. You know,
Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree DVDs.
Yeah, Victimless Crime Spree. Yeah.
There's about 120 of them available.
Yeah, I'm gonna. They're how much a piece?
About $10.
Okay, great. I may order a couple of them. Bitcoin.
Awesome.
Okay. Now, is it the only way that I've spent Bitcoin in the past is by actually having somebody's address?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a way to do it where I click on something? Because I don't use a smartphone. I just
go
off of my computer.
So you want to use an online wallet like blockchain.info or Coinbase,
or Jax,
for instance. Yeah, Jax is available as well.
As a browser plugin.
I want to switch to Jax because I want to be able to diversify in the cryptocurrency.
Very
realm.
Few wallets allow you to own more than one currency, and Jax is one of them.
And then you just go to bitcoin.victimlesscrimespree.com. That takes you to Save It Purse, and getting on board with Save It Purse is, of course, a super easy process, and that's our official channel to sell those with Bitcoin. And the way it works is you actually put your Bitcoin in escrow, and then you release the Bitcoin once the product arrives. So actually, you don't have to, you know, your Bitcoin's not really gone until the seller fulfills their end of the deal. So it's a pretty sweet system.
So that's great. There was one other question I have about that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Would I be able to offer a discount on the if maybe I bought two or three copies of Derek?
If you want to do that, you can just contact me directly. And thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll free number here, 855-450-FREE. I don't think Save It Purse has a quantity discount option at this time. But there's more coming up here in moments, and you can take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer, or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Dial toll free, bring up anything here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And Skype on in here, join the show. Bring up anything that's on your mind tonight. With you, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
We go back to your phone calls and thoughts. Let's go to Skype where Liberty Lobster is on the line. Go ahead, calling from Ohio. Liberty Lobster. Oh, sorry, that's my bad. I had you muted. Go ahead now.
That's all good. I was having a discussion with a buddy earlier, and I wanted to know your thought. This is actually kind of unusual, but I was talking to him about how I don't believe there should be any sort of police force, and you know what his response was? No, he said, how do we stop creepy old men from walking down the street naked?
Okay. Is that a problem in Ohio?
Actually, that's happened before.
Is it illegal in Ohio?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then apparently...
I can tell you this. In Vermont, it is not illegal.
That's correct. Most of Vermont. Some towns it is.
Yeah, for creepy old men or anybody else to walk naked down Main Street. And there have been very few incidences to speak of, and most of them are just funny. Let me tell you the story of what happened in Brattleboro, Vermont. Somebody found out that it was legal to be naked, so they brought a boombox. Don't ask me where you find a boombox in 2012, but nonetheless, they bring a boombox out to you know, some park, small park area, and begin to dance and gyrate naked. And because of their particular movements, like there might have been a bump and grind kind of thing going on.
They were teenagers.
Yeah. They, you know, like there was a hiatus put on the nudity law. They didn't actually outlaw it, which they could have. They just decided, well, this summer, no nudity.
And that was in the town of Brattleboro, Vermont. It was not statewide.
It was not statewide.
It was only in the city.
But at least it shows that, well, you can go decades without a nudity problem, and when it does occur, there are other solutions, and mostly it's just a hilarious story.
Well, okay, so the question was, what about if we didn't have police? But that suggests that there wouldn't be any kind of enforcement of private rules.
Right. And if a creepy old man brings a boombox to my property, yeah, sets up in my driveway, and begins to bump and grind and in the buff on my driveway,
well,
then after getting video, and, you know, it's like as much video as I want, then I'm going to ask him to leave. And if he refuses to leave, I'm going to, you know, whatever security organization it is that I happen to employ is going to remove him.
And the same thing's true of, you know, a shopping mall, outdoor, indoor. You know, you got some guy walking around. That's private property. And the shop owners or the mall owners are going to make a decision as to how to deal with that.
It may be that they just, you know, they use them as decoration and they say he's a draw, right? It may be that people want to see the dancing naked guy. It's funny. People can spray paint themselves silver and make a and make money in this country. Why not a dancing naked guy?
Well, I gotta ask. The real debate between him and I is, like, without consent, is that considered a victimless crime?
The seeing of a naked man?
Yeah, is that considered, or woman? Is that considered a victimless crime?
Of course, it's victimless. There's, you know, I guess some people would say my eyes are burning or something stupid like that. But look, you know, that's you can see things you don't like in life quite a bit. You can see people who don't look attractive to you, whether they're naked or not. And while we'd all love to see only attractive people, I'm sure a lot of people would prefer that. That's just not what life is. Life has variety in it, and that's part of the spice of it. So
I think that one could that flashers could be considered, depending on the flasher, depending on how they go about doing things, it could be considered a threat, right? Like it's a threat of sexual violence or something.
I think that's a stretch.
Well, how many flashers have you seen?
Well, there was one in...
None.
There was one in my city a couple years ago, and he never got caught, actually.
If you're just running around exposing yourself, that's one thing. It's another thing entirely if you're sort of stepping towards people. You know, it's just creepy suggests a threat, right? Like that terminology suggests a threat.
No, I wouldn't
creepy
say so.
It means you're creeping. What are you creeping for?
Because you're socially awkward?
I'm just saying
you don't know how to talk to people or whatever. You don't know how to interact.
A threat. A creepy person is threatening.
Johnson, do you think that's true?
I think that he's not far off. I think a lot of women would be afraid that they're going to get raped by somebody who's exposing themselves to them. Yeah.
By their kids, right? Or like, assaulted. You're standing there at the slide, they come down, right? Yeah.
until you walk around the open robe and see it's a shirt that says don't do drugs.
Yes, that's a funny prank, and we saw it on the internet. If you're going to get shot and killed in a libertarian world if you, you expose yourself.
Oh,
yeah, if you're a flasher, you're going to be shot and killed.
That is a escalation of force that is unnecessary.
If you're wearing a trench coat and you flash that thing open in front of somebody in a quick draw type society, boom. And what
are
jury,
you kidding me?
What jury is going to find you guilty?
I hope a sane jury that would realize there was no one in danger of anything. What's he going to do? Whip him with his penis?
A 120-pound woman is flashed by some guy by a 200-pound guy.
That's not a threat.
It would be more violence would occur in a parent situation where a kid was being flashed.
That's fine too.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that. Look, when you destroy the
shooting
monopoly,
someone.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Would be justified?
I'm not saying it would be justified, but it would happen.
Yep.
Okay, well, that's one thing, but that person needs to be punished for that. That's a crime to shoot somebody who hasn't actually attacked you.
If you walk out, well, Ian, I know you love defending these people, but I'm just telling you
how it would be. No, I'm not defending these people. I don't defend the act of flashing anybody. I mean, it's tacky as hell, but it's not a threat, and it's not violence, and it doesn't deserve violence in response.
If you run up to
you should point and laugh. You should grab a camera and take his picture and put him online so everybody can see who it is.
If I
God, get creative.
Walk up to somebody who's open carrying, and I. Just find them all, and I quick draw my hand out of my pocket like I've got something. It's pretty soon I'm going to get shot, aren't I?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
Flashing.
But that doesn't justify.
It's going to do the same thing.
Yeah. No, it's not the same thing at all.
Fine.
It's clearly you're presenting a weapon. So. That could be considered threatening.
If a male is grabbing his junk, does that count as open carry?
This is my rifle. This is my gun. One's for killing, one's for fun.
I remember a story from an ex-girlfriend of mine. She was in New York City, I believe it was, and there was some bum who was, like, furiously self-pleasuring out in the open and, like, looking at them as they were there, right? That's not a threat. It's just a terrible thing for somebody to do. You don't get to just draw down on that person and blast them away.
He's not walking up to people. Right? Like, I'm not saying that what he's doing is
I think he was in relatively close proximity, but he wasn't, like, trying to hump them.
Yep, I get it.
That's a totally different story.
I got to tell you that the average person considers sexual acts in front of young women and young kids, like, young ladies and children to be threatening. And they will in favor.
It's not a threat if you're not actually being threatened.
It depends on the size.
I mean,
right?
Somebody touching themselves is never a threat.
If a 7 foot two guy who's got a gun on his hip is going to be treated completely different than a little lady who's out there by
if
herself.
If this person is advancing on someone and they are threatening that person, then that's another story.
What does a threat mean?
Saying, I'm going to rape you or something like that.
Oh, I wonder if maybe they could use some body language to suggest that. Yeah. Perhaps it would be touching their erect penis.
Maybe if they were moving towards them in a threatening manner. Okay, then at least you have a justification, but some guy just flipping his coat open, that's not a threat.
If I'm sitting on the jury and the flasher is shot, I'm finding for the young lady.
Wow. All right.
What's the guy going to say? Stop, I'll shoot?
Thanks for the call, Lobster. Appreciate it. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Yeah, you should probably wait until there's an actual threat before you go about shooting people. Maybe not everybody on the jury will be like Mark. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in UFO.
ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. Moments remain here, and you can join us. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. In the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian here.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Of course, you can join us online. Just head on over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we have on the site. If you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, then please join the AMP program. You don't have to agree with me. You don't have to agree with Mark. But if you love the ideas of liberty, then this is the best show that puts them out there.
Yep.
In the way that we do, which is on over 160 radio stations.
If you agree with us 90% of the time.
Yeah, if you agree with us 75% of the time, we'll be happy to take your $5
a month. That let's understand, maybe Free Talk Live, maybe Ian and Mark aren't perfect, and maybe we're not going to be right every issue, every time, by your definition of what the word right is.
Well, you can always call in and tell us what's right.
There's always
that's
that,
what you want
right?
to do.
We've got some great amplifiers that, hey, they don't entirely agree with us on every issue. You just heard Hung Like Jesus call in earlier this evening, and, he said he's a little more to the left of the spectrum, but he amps the
show.
Still
supports the show.
Why does he do it? Well, he appreciates having a place to call and talk about issues that are important
to him.
But
you don't have to be a caller to support the show. Most of our supporters have never called Free Talk Live.
Vast majority,
So if you like what we're doing, if you think it's valuable, if you think it's worth the price of a fancy cup of coffee every month,
to support Free Talk Live, then you can help us by getting on more radio stations. We can get on more stations with your assistance. We're on over 160 today, and we can have 300, 400. It's possible. We just need to be able to efficiently and effectively market the show to those stations, and that's primarily what those $5 a month goes towards. You can get a list of some of the things that we spend that money on over at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up with any major credit card. You can do PayPal. You can do Bitcoin. And you get cool perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, and the AMP-only Facebook group. So please go and get all the details. And then just take a moment and sign up at AMP, A-M-P-AMP.freetalklive.com. We go to the phones to the fun. Lamar is on the line in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Lamar. Hello? That doesn't sound like a very interesting call. The toll-free number here, 850.
You think it's just a prank?
It sounds like somebody making modem noises on, yeah. Yeah. So, anyway, thanks for the try, I guess. So, Johnson, we were, for those listeners just tuning in, earlier in the show, you were telling us about Americans and their poor Americans specifically, and that poor Americans are more likely to have bad eating habits like drinking soda and, you know, eating junk food, and that, you know, there's all kinds of information that bears this out. It's, you know, welfare statistics show what kind of things people buy with a welfare, for instance, and people who have experiences selling food and, you know, people in restaurants or whatever.
And we started talking about the food stamp program and how, you know, how much money is given to these poor families for food, which is just astronomical amounts. It's more than the average budget, you know, for people who are foodies, even, you know, with five people in their family to feed. And they're just, you know, getting like $500 and $700 a month off these cards and whatnot. And so there's an old argument to suggest that poor people eat unhealthy because
I'm sure we spend, for a three-person household, $500 a month on food.
Right, for a three-person household.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
Yeah. Not for one.
But you're buying, like, vegetables. You're buying, you know,
I'm
stuff.
I'm not buying anything. My wife is, though.
Okay. I mean, it's you, like, as a couple, are buying.
She brings in a separate one of those little grocery carts so she can go through the produce section while I'm sent over to the deli to get sliced meat.
You know, and
that's how much produce she buys.
Yeah, but also New Hampshire isn't necessarily one of the cheapest areas in the country to eat.
It's not, but I guess, and also she spends money on, like, some things she wants that are organic.
But you're saying you spend as much or less than what they're spending in welfare.
Right? I would have to get numbers from her as far as the monthly budget, but I'm sure it's $500.
Well, yeah, but they're buying not the same things. You're getting nicer food than they are.
Probably true.
Well, there's an old argument that suggests that the poor people eat unhealthy food because they cannot afford to eat healthy food, and the author of this says, I've always found this argument unpersuasive. The American Farm Bureau Federation says that the price of eggs, arguably the healthiest food on the planet, is $1.32 per dozen. Other highly nutritious foods, beans, rice, and bananas, to name a few, are similarly inexpensive. It seems more likely that most welfare recipients choose to eat unhealthy food because it's easy, no prep, tastes good, and is designed to be addictive. And they have the resources to buy large quantities of it thanks to their monthly government benefit.
Mm-hmm.
Since the U.S. Food Assistance Program went nationwide in 1974, a number of Americans are collecting assistance. The number of Americans collecting assistance has more than tripled to 45 million today. The increase in food stamp assistance has tracked closely with the rise in obesity rates. While it's clear that while it's unclear that if there's causation behind this correlation, it bears asking, have federal food assistance policies contributed to the surge in obesity in America?
Seems legit.
Yeah, I don't know if the answer to this question, but the thesis is not particularly original. In 1976, in his tract On the Price of Corn and the Management of the Poor, Benjamin Franklin noted...
That was in 1976.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said 1976. I meant to say 1766. Okay. Benjamin Franklin noted that the public efforts to alleviate poverty often had perverse effects on the people they were intended to help.
Mm.
I am for doing good to the poor. But I think the best way of doing good to the poor is not making them easy in poverty, but leading or driving them out of it.
Agreed.
It is observed that the more public provisions were made for the poor, the less they provided for themselves and, of course, became poorer. This is Benjamin Franklin, one of the founding fathers.
There's some people that, and sad to say, there's some people that won't take care of a problem until that problem presents itself like bodily right there in front of them, right?
And even then.
And right. Well, there's some people that won't do it then either.
Yeah.
But sometimes, you know, so if the problem of hunger presents them bodily, then they will, you know, figure out a solution for that going forward. But if they... you know, if that problem never presents itself, then they're not going to solve that problem.
Well, he goes on to say, to Franklin's point, I can think of a few things that would make people's easier that would make people easier in their poverty than a program like SNAP. If SNAP is contributing to the obesity epidemic, is our government doing a great disservice to these people? Just a question to be asked.
For sure.
So on one hand, I agree with this completely. On the other, I can see how people, you know, they believe that, you know, conservatives or whatever terminology is that they want to use, you know, like to dump on the poor. And look, I think that it's clear that there are some people that can't take care of themselves. Right? Like, you know, if we say somebody who has no arms and no legs,
sure,
they're going to have
someone in a coma.
Yeah, somebody in a coma, right? Like, there's an amount of people that can't take care of themselves. First off, I would ask, how many people are taking the government assistance that could then go and take care of those people
quite
that actually needed the help? How many people on government assistance? I'm not saying they're fraudsters.
There are, though.
There are certainly fraudsters. Mm-hmm. They say that in the insurance industry, the claim is that fraudulent claims in the insurance industry are 25%. I don't know why people would claim that there's less than 25% fraud in any government program if insurance claims have 25% at least. And then maybe there'd be more because the payments tend to be ongoing. No one's going to ask you these questions. Liberals tend to say, well, there's very little fraud. Well, that's because the criteria is met, but that doesn't mean that the person couldn't work or wouldn't work if they didn't get these programs.
They're disincentivized from working in a lot of cases.
Right, and I don't want to dump on the poor. I don't want to dump on the disabled. I want people who need assistance to get it. I want that assistance designed so that they then move into a productive class. I understand that that people operate by incentives, and when the incentive to work is taken away, some people won't work. You know, some people aren't going to just be artisan basket weavers because they love basket weaving. They're going to do something else that is unproductive. If productivity is good, then we need to incentivize it. And I tend to think that many of these programs, not just in the U.S., but worldwide, in the name of helping, hinders actual productivity.
All right, now let's take this into purely the realm of conversation, and since the article is done. What about the whole, the people, this is picking up steam in the European Union, for example, that talk about this idea of the fact that robots and are getting ever increased and artificial intelligence is getting increasingly going to take more jobs and we're moving towards this idea of the necessity for a universal basic income.
Right, because robots and artificial intelligence will take jobs away from humans.
Everyone.
And I don't know. I mean, do we need to rush out and get a universal basic income because robots may take jobs?
Well, they're starting to already, is the argument.
They'll take some jobs, but where are the candlestick makers? Where are the horseshoe, the farriers, the horseshoe makers?
I wish we had more time, but we don't. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, you can go to freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.